Lesson 1. Put your oxygen mask on first. One of the most frequent complaints I hear from our community is that we are tired. Some of us are in that beautiful messiness of newborns and toddlers, but most of us are simply burning the candle at both ends, trying to keep up with the demands of keeping a home, meeting the physical and emotional needs of a house full of kids, nurturing a marriage, as well as home educating. Fatigue, especially a chronic lack of rest, can have a huge impact on the day-to-day lives of our families. In fact, researchers have found that fatigue can cause a wide range of other physical, mental, and emotional symptoms, including impaired decision-making, which our kids will be quick to take advantage of, moodiness, such as irritability, ain't mom happy, ain't no one happy, right? Reduced immune system function, there's nothing like a house full of sick kids to derail your homeschool. Short-term memory problems, and poor concentration, and low motivation, which means even less gets done. A lack of consistent rest is sabotaging our households before we even start and can lead to increased depression, anxiety, and stress, which means we're surviving rather than thriving. The reality of this situation is that if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not able to take care of our kids. In the same way that flight attendants remind parents on board airplanes to secure their own oxygen masks first so that they can be strong enough to secure their kids' oxygen masks, we also need to take care of ourselves first so we can have a thriving homeschool. For most of us, this chronic fatigue is directly related to our lifestyle, those day-to-day choices we make about our sleep, our food, and our exercise. We aren't getting enough sleep. Our sleep is frequently disturbed. We have a lack of regular exercise and sedentary behavior. Our diet is poor. I mean, PB&J and goldfish are better than nothing, right? And some of us are also dealing with personal or chronic illness. Now, the purpose of this module is not to add another thing to your already overloaded schedule. I do think, however, that we should take some time to take an honest look at the huge impact that these choices are having on our lives. If you can implement one or more of these strategies, great. If not, keep these notes for another day when your lifestyle allows more freedom. So, before we focus on our journey to a more peaceful, purposeful homeschool, I think it's important to take a little time to focus on a few simple, actionable strategies to increase our mental, emotional, and physical energy. Now, just to be clear, I am not a medical professional, and if you're experiencing extreme signs of fatigue, especially feelings of hopelessness and despair, please see your doctor for help. However, as the mom of 8 kids, I am well familiar with the various stages of exhaustion, and I want to offer you some practical solutions based on research and my own personal life raising and homeschooling our 8 kids. It may be that you already know a lot about what makes up a healthy lifestyle. You may feel like you already know some of the things I'm covering in this module. However, I encourage you to take the time to ask yourself what you can learn from each topic. There's always room for learning more or new ways to apply what we're learning to our lives. I know that even though I know a lot about health, I still need to be reminded from time to time to keep me on the right path. So, in this module, what we'll be covering are 5 simple strategies for getting more and better sleep to reduce the negative effects of chronic fatigue in your day-to-day life, the positive impact of exercise and movement, especially time outside, 4 easy to implement ideas for improving your diet, the one habit that had the biggest impact on my homeschool, no diet or exercise required, and lastly, I'll share a surprising fact about achieving balance in our day-to-day lives that will set you free from worry and guilt. When you're finished watching this video, download the Module 1 PDF, fill out the Think About It and Take Action prompts, and then head over to the Revive forum and share what your health concerns and goals are. We're going to be meeting up there for our weekly live Q&As to share more and to encourage one another. And I will see you in the next video.